He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What's new and exciting in your world? Anything?
Not really. We're kind of boring, Anna. I mean, there's nothing really exciting going on.
I think this is the time of year.
I have something to tell you, though.
What?
I thought you would really enjoy this. So, you know, Ozark is out, so we have to binge all 7 episodes that came out. So Monday night, I'm like, put Ozark on. And he was like, okay, I got to make sure Bachelor is recording first.
Oh, my gosh. Can we talk about this for a second? So this has been something that's been in the back of my mind. I keep forgetting to talk to you. Oddly, you know, neither of us, Raven or I, have ever watched, like, The Bachelor. We never got into it. I actually think it's sexist and terrible in a million different ways. But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason, I watched the first episode and I got hooked. And then I was shocked when Raven said he also watched the first episode. But I gave up. Like, after the second episode, I'm like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I remember why I can't stand this. But it's all he keeps talking about. And he keeps talking about all the girls' names like he knows them. And I'm like, when did Raven become obsessed with The Bachelor? It's so strange.
Well, that's why, because Shanae got to get kicked off the show. I'm done with her. Like, Cassidy's already gone. Shanae got to be gone next. Like, she's poison. She's toxic, Anna. She's toxic for the house.
Yeah, see, this is what, and the only reason I watched it, I hadn't watched it in like 20 years or something. I have no interest in it either. It's just, you know, it's terrible.
Oh, whatever. With y'all disclaimers, you were watching,
but
you were sitting right next to me.
There was nothing on, you know, all your shows end around Christmas time, right before Christmas, and nothing comes back until like February. So you have nothing to watch. And that's the only reason I watched it that first time. And now he's like, we got to make sure it's recording. So yeah, it's on to record every week.
Well, it's true that it's on Monday, which is a vast void of television. There's nothing good on television on Monday night.
Right. Mm. I get it. I get watching it when there's nothing else on. 100%. I mean, I fall into that trap. But Raven, the fact that you're following it and trying to, like, look up these women on Instagram and, like, all that.
Oh,
that's
really?
That is, yeah, not what happened. Get out of here with
he
that nonsense.
That.
Clayton deserves love, all right? And Nicole Eggar and Hillary Duff and all of his other B-list or C-list famous friends are going to show up and help him try and find it.
All I know is the last episode that I watched, he must have kissed about 13 girls in that single one-hour episode.
So gross.
And it's so gross. I can't do it.
So
I can't sign off on it. It's so nasty. Hayden, my 13-year-old, was watching it with me, and she was looking at me, and I was like, you never want to be that girl that's like number 10 sloppy kiss. Like, ew, that's disgusting.
Yeah. It's true. When they go off to the side conversations, they look at each other like a couple pieces of meat. He's definitely the predator and they are the prey.
Why do you like it so much, Raven?
I don't know. I just got to see what happens now at the end of this season. You know,
I think he's got a crush on a girl, Anna. I think that's what's going on here. Because when I watched the first episode and made him watch it, he was like, this is terrible. I'm not watching this. He was on his phone. And then I see him looking up. And then he's like, phone's down. It was like the longest I've ever seen him put his phone down, to tell you the truth.
It's the trashiest thing I'm watching on television. It is the trashiest thing I'm watching on television, without a doubt.
And no denial.
Right.
I'm watching
none
it.
Whatsoever.
Yep. Now I'm watching it. Yep.
All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
You know, I mean, the fact that he was entertaining my trashy television there, he almost had an A. But when I brought up the crush and he said nothing, you know, now he's getting a C, Anna.
I don't have a crush. There's like 20 of them. How can I even keep track of all them? I know the ones that I hate.
Okay.
Shanae's got to go.
Yes.
Shanae's got to go.
Terrible.
What makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs? 1-800-330-9999. This video went viral. It's a group of moms in Boston, and they are done with the pandemic. So they've been getting together on a football field to let off steam, and they've been doing it by just getting together and screaming at the top of their lungs. Here they are. Oh, just feels good.
Question.
Yeah.
Why have to go to the football field?
So you're just in a big open space. Yeah. And if you've ever been on a football field, mm-hmm. you know, like, there's nothing above you. It's just a good place to get that scream out. It's actually genius when I heard it. I was like, that makes perfect sense. Because right now, you can't just scream in your living room. You mm-hmm. can't scream in your car. Well, you can scream in your car, except if you're really loud, the people next to you on the highway will definitely hear you.
I'm just thinking it's 10 degrees in Boston. Like, I could scream in the comfort of my own home. But okay, I understand the rationale of letting it out. I've heard of this before.
Scream therapy. Scream therapy is a real thing. Mm-hmm. And we've read a lot of things that saying a good cry, a good scream releases a lot of pent-up anxiety, stress, all that. It's good for you. And it's true. It feels good to just get it out. I like a good scream every once in a while when I'm really frustrated. I think it's beneficial.
Okay.
What are the things, Raven, that make you so frustrated and so angry, like this pandemic, and I can relate to the moms, that make you just want to scream at the top of your lungs?
Let's see here. When somebody questions Tom Brady's greatness, I want to scream.
But didn't he deflate those balls?
Stop it. When we forgot to run the dishwasher, I would like to scream. It's a terrible feeling. Okay. When you come down and you think you're going to have your favorite cup going to work, and then you don't have it, and you want to scream. When the power goes out, what is it about as adults? So, like, listen, I love to camp, and as a kid, power going out was the most fun ever. What is it as adults that when the power goes out, like, we just immediately, we hate our lives? Like,
it's the worst thing in the world.
It's the worst thing in the world when
it's
the
like
power
for,
goes out.
And like when it immediately doesn't flicker and go back on, you know this may be prolonged.
It's crisis. Just,
oh, my gosh. Right. What am I going to do? What? There's no TV. There's no Wi-Fi. I can't even flush my toilet. Is there going to be hot water?
I'll tell you what makes me want to scream. When my wife throws out the cold cuts and it's only been 3 days. What's up with that? What is up with that?
You're slimy, Raven. It's not good for you.
No, you know what? It's my stomach. I can play the games with my stomach.
Oh, I'm trying to think what makes me want to scream. Dakota, my toddler, you know, I adore her, but she's tough. And she's got this thing where when she wakes up, whether she's waking up from a nap or she's waking up from just like the night, she just cries. And you don't know why she's crying.
Right.
And she doesn't know why she's crying.
She won't answer the question, right?
No.
She has no information for you.
But it's like flailing, screaming, tantrum, crying.
Good.
And you just don't know how to handle her or what to do. And that makes me want to scream because I want to be like, you think you're loud? Mommy can scream way louder than you, which is not a responsible adult mom thing to do.
When I'm sitting at the poker table and I'm looking at all the money in the pot and I know I've got the best cards going into the last card coming. And then somebody rivers me. It takes all my money right out of my hands.
Yes. Makes you want to scream.
And then they act like they know how to play cards. Like they knew what they were doing. That makes me want to scream.
How about when you want to book a flight and you wait till the next day because you think the prices are going to drop and then they're like $100 more expensive.
Oh, man. I want to scream.
What makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs? 1-800-330-9999. A group of moms went viral because they meet up on the football field in their local town and they scream at the top of their lungs to let off steam because they're so stressed out about the pandemic. And I've never related to anything more. I mean, you know that feeling. You're just over it at this point and you just get it out. But turns out scream therapy is a thing. So what's that thing that makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. Coworkers who are type A. And it's not that they're type A because they're, you know, they're really good at getting their stuff done and going through things. It's just the people that want to take over everybody else's job. Like, they go in and they're like, I'll just do it. They, like, jump in for no reason. I'm doing it. Like, I'm literally in the process. I had someone, I was literally in the process of doing a thing. And they randomly came over and took something out of my hand. I'm like, are you, what are these choices that you're making right now? What is this? It is so rude. And they always say, well, I'm just trying to help. I'm like, well, help over there. Help in your lane. Help do your job.
Clearly makes you frustrated. I get it.
Oh my gosh, it makes me sick.
When I hear type A, though, I always cringe because that's me.
Right. There's about eight of us in the building. At least. What am I talking about?
It's
at least a dozen.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs?
There's nothing more infuriating to me when someone is driving and they don't use their blinkers. It drives me nuts. I scream at those cars so hard. My kids must think I'm crazy, but I am just like, use your blinker. It's so easy. Just let someone know that you're coming into their lane. It's so easy.
You know what I yell? It's free. It's free. You don't have to pay for it. You just have to just hit it. It's completely free. There's no reason why not to use it.
People treat it like they've got to put a quarter in the slot every time they go to make a decision. No. No, you don't. It's totally free, like she said.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs?
Oh, man. Anytime I walk home and I look at the mess I left before I left the apartment, I want to scream. And partly because I know my wife also wants to scream. So I'm preemptively preparing for the meltdown that's coming. And I know I could develop better habits to deal with this, but in the middle of a pandemic, having a meltdown about it just seems like the right thing to do.
So you leave your own mess, and then you're mad to go home to your own mess.
Yes, I'm sitting in a mess of my own making. There's no one to blame but myself.
Good. You ever go on vacation, Raven, and you're always in a rush to get out of the house, and you leave, like, a couple dishes in the sink, or you leave some things thrown on the bed because you're in such a rush, you got to get out, you got to make the plane, all that. You don't care. You're so excited. And then when you get home, you open the door, and the house isn't clean. That makes me crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I have dogs, so somebody will come to my house before then, or else I would walk into the smell of decomposition.
No, it's terrible, man.
Right, which is why I get a house sitter and a dog sitter, and they can wash the dishes.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What makes you want to scream at the top of your lungs?
Oh, traffic. Being in rush hour traffic, and I'm always trapped between the person who wants to go 40 and the person who wants to go 80.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way out. Like, it's just the bane of my life.
I can't stand traffic because, you know, I mean, we drive different hours. We're up early. When I go home, it's kind of the middle of the day. So there's different. I'm never driving when traffic is like regular time. So I'm that guy that when I run into traffic, I'll be like, where are all these people going? It's Monday at 5:15. Like, everybody's
right?
Just trying to exist. They're all just trying to get home. But I'm so mortified by it. I'm so angry that I'm just like, oh, the world is stupid. Like, everything makes me mad at that moment.
Me too.
Yeah, no, we're crazy people. They're just going home.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 Everybody is bothered by something. What's that thing that bothers you? 1-800-330-9999. Raven, this is how I know that I'm losing my mind by being stuck at my house too much after my knee surgery, and I need to leave the house again and get out into the real world.
Okay.
I watched Ellen yesterday, and Paris Hilton was on, right? And I was kind of interested to see her because she kind of fell off the face of the earth for a long time. And all of a sudden, she's back with all this wedding stuff. And you know, she's part of my 20s because that's when... like she was really popular and every paparazzi.
She's got a few things going
her.
On though right now, right? Like she had a cooking show. She's trying to shut down that school and come up with some bill about bullying at schools out in California. She's doing some stuff and getting married, obviously. So
yeah.
That's cool.
So in my mind, she wasn't that flake that she was when we were in our 20s because we're around the same age.
Mm.
Like all of a sudden she's grown up into an adult. But then Ellen asked her if she wanted to have kids now that she was married, and this is what she said.
Yes. Lots of babies.
I want a couple, yeah. Probably like two or three.
Two or three?
Mm-hmm.
And you have names picked out already?
Yes. The girl is going to be named London Marilyn Hilton Ream.
I don't
rich
know
people.
Why.
They're different.
I don't know why this bothered me so much, Raven. For some reason, I sat on my couch, and the minute she said that, I said,
yeah.
Huh? Like, one, you're assuming that you're going to have a girl. And then, two, you already gave her a name. Like, to me, it seems so strange and foreign that a person would do that. And it's one thing if you do it in your head, because let's be honest, probably a lot of us have done that. I've done that before.
Like, everybody does
girl,
that, right.
I'm going to name her this. Right. But to say it out loud on the Ellen show, and then I was like, and then I started going online and I Googled her for an hour trying to see what she was up
lost
to.
Lost in
what
a Paris Hilton vortex.
And I was like, no. At this point, what's wrong with me? Like, that's all I need to know about you, that you're getting obsessed with a celebrity from 20 years ago.
I love it, though. When you, what tax bracket do you have to be in when you have four or five names?
A
right?
Lot.
That would be my right? Are you royalty or, like, you know what I mean? Like, what tax bracket is that exactly?
Her name is going to be Amanda Smith, Johnson, Tabitha.
Right. And it just sounds like bank account routing numbers to me. Yeah. When I hear a name that long, like you're either a serial killer or you're a duke or a duchess of some place.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, if it takes you 3 days to respond to a text message, that's all I need to know about you. And I'm not just talking about girls and dating. I'm talking about friends, too. It's like, you know, enough with the flakiness.
I don't do this sometimes, though. So, hey, listen, if I don't want to talk about what you want to talk about, or if you text me something where I'm kind of like, that's none of your business, I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. I wait because if I don't have something nice to say, I'm trying not to say nothing at all. All right? The old golden rule.
Don't you just forget then? Don't you just forget to respond? That's the problem I have. If I'm like, oh, I'll get back to them in a little bit, like it gives me anxiety because I'm like, I'm going to forget. And then it'll be like 4 days later. I'll be like, oh my gosh, I never texted so-and-so back. If you don't hear from me in 20 minutes, like you should call the police and make sure I'm okay. That's what I'm saying. 5 calls says it all. You're going to be the one to decide who's right and who's wrong in this situation. So yesterday around this time, we had gotten a call from a listener, and she recently got engaged, and she had asked for advice on like starting wedding planning, like what are the things you need to do right away, you know, any pointers, tips, all that kind of stuff. But a caller called, and they said this.
Yeah, stop sending out all these paper invitations and paper save the dates and spending money on stamps. It's so outdated. It is not good for the environment. And you can just do it online. And it looks beautiful online. And it's faster. And you'll know immediately if somebody's coming or not coming.
Then we came up with a million-dollar idea ourselves and mistakenly said it out loud.
Right.
But such a great idea.
Right. But here's the thing, Raven, is that it caused so much controversy online because the text messages started to come in and the phone calls started to come in. And it wasn't so much anymore about, you know, what tips and tricks do you have somebody that's newly engaged, but it was more, do you still need to send paper invitations for weddings?
Yeah.
And I thought that was interesting because you think that they're outdated, and I certainly don't. I think, like, that's the last thing you get rid of, the paper invitation.
To me, that's the last thing you get rid of is the paper invitation. How about you've got so many expenses with a wedding, and the invitation is the last thing to go. What a nonsense thing to say. I know you're just taking that from the hip, but I mean, seriously.
Tradition.
When people rode a horse to your house and delivered a letter sealed with a wax thing, I mean, come on, it's tradition. It's a tradition we made up. There's nothing real about that. It's just like a Valentine's Day or whatever. It's made up by card companies. No. If you tell, there used to be weddings where people would just go to the village center and scream that people were about to be married. There was, you know, the village call or whatever. Well, they still do that in England. Just comes out. What do they call him? The town crier or whatever. He just comes out and says, you know, the prince and princess are going to be married. That's how they used to do it. So don't tell me, like, you know, it's important. Come on.
I like think back to like Cinderella and they send out
Cinderella
the invitation
was a cartoon.
For the ball.
Yeah. Cinderella is a cartoon.
The invitation's to the ball to meet the prince. No, I think that it's one of those things that it's beautiful when it shows up in the mail and you open it and you look at it and you get excited because you know it's special. It hangs on your refrigerator. To me, it's all part of the wedding is sending out paper invitations. And it seems like, it seems like you're devaluing your special day by just sending out an e-vite and hoping it doesn't go into somebody's spam.
Yes, by the way, glass slippers are also a bad idea. So just putting that out there, too, if we're taking our cues from that.
I'll agree. 5 call says it all. 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday, this came up, and we started getting so many text messages about it that I didn't realize it was his own debate until I realized that Raven and I had such different views on it. If you're getting married, do you still think it's necessary to send paper invitations, or can you send an e-vite like a lot of couples are doing now?
I'm not trying to tell couples what to do, all right? I'm not trying to do that, just to be clear. All I'm saying is that whenever you ask a girl this question or questions about a wedding, they go, oh, and as soon as you begin an answer with, oh, it's not like you're using rational thought. That's all I'm saying is you're putting emotions into it. That's all I'm saying.
Something beautiful about getting a paper invitation. I don't think that tradition should be lost.
You just cited Cinderella a couple minutes ago.
5 calls says it all. What do you think? Hi, it's Yen on Raven.
Oh, I totally think it's fine to send electronic invites. I mean, honestly, anything paper I get, I could lose. But, like, at least with, like, an electronic invite, like, I know I can always find it.
I think this is great, all right? You could have an app on your phone that just identifies your wedding invites, Anna. And then every time somebody asks you a question, because inevitably, on the countdown to going to a wedding, whether you're part of it or you're a guest or whatever, people will ask you dozens of questions. Where is it going to be? When's it going to be? What's your dinner choices? What's that? All that stuff was available in the app. Whoop, whoop. You open it right up, and then your GPS is there. When you hop in the car, you never get lost. I love it.
What if that's our million-dollar idea? We create an app where you upload wedding invitations. Does that exist yet?
Why did we say that out loud?
I don't know.
What's wrong with me? Just stop me from doing something stupid next time I'm doing it.
Here's the problem. Neither of us are smart enough to figure out how to design an app, so it doesn't really matter.
Dang it!
Five calls says it all. Wedding invites. You still got to send the paper ones?
I believe they're still in. You know, it's good to have that memory. It's definitely something to put along in the scrapbook along with all the photos. You know, I still have my brother's wedding invite. It's a memory, and it's definitely a memory I want to look at on a piece of paper instead of flipping through my 40,000 emails that are sitting in my mailbox to try to find, you know, to show my kids or to discuss with family.
My wedding invite is actually in my wedding book, too. I was just thinking about that. We got a text message that said the exact same thing.
Of course it's in your wedding book. You're the couple that got married. You're not the second cousin. You're not the brother of a friend. Like, no other person, by the way, is keeping a scrapbook of your wedding besides you or your parents. Just you know, update for both you guys. But okay, thank you. And Anne Raven, Five Calls says it all. Paper invites or e-invites, are they okay for your wedding?
Well, I think with today's generation, technology is all around us. So to be able to actually have a physical invitation, to look at it, the excitement of creating it, I think that should stay.
I agree.
I can't believe you guys.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. And Anne Raven, Five Calls says it all. Paper invites still necessary or e-invites totally cool for your wedding?
So I actually just got married in November, and I did paper invites, and I 100% think that they're worth it. However, I think that paper RSVPs are a waste of time and money and stamps. Those should definitely be like an online virtual response.
That's a good idea.
It's nothing compared to our app idea. Nothing. Nothing. And Anne Raven, Five Calls says it all. What do you think? Paper invites still okay, still necessary, or is e-invite cool?
E-invite's fine.
Right. No explanation necessary. Thank you, sir, for being concise.
Like a true guy right there. There's a story that's gone viral. It's about a police officer in South Dakota. He had arrested a guy, right? Turns out the guy's a DoorDash worker, was in the middle of making a DoorDash. So the cop figured out, well, you know what? He might as well go finish the DoorDash himself.
No, I'm not who you're expecting, but your driver got arrested for emergency entertainment, so I figured I'd complete the DoorDash for you.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
Thanks.
You know, after your delivery driver gets arrested and it gets delivered by the cop, that's an awesome gesture, but all I'm thinking is, it's cold, and now I've got nobody I complain to because somebody did something really nice for me, and now I just have to act like it's all cool.
Do you tip the police officer, too? That's the bigger question. But probably not, right?
I'm asking him for his card and being super nice about it and then hoping if he ever pulls me over again, I'll be able to recall that story, and he'll be like, oh, what a funny little story that is. I'm not going to write you a ticket. I'm probably wrong to assume that, but I'm hoping for that anyways.
Well, this is all nice, but the thing that irked me about this had nothing to do with how nice the officer was or delivering the food. I don't know what it is. Whenever I hear the Ring doorbell, It just drives me crazy lately. Like, it just it gets under my skin.
Because you know that somebody's there at the house. Now you got to get up. And right now, getting up is difficult for you.
And you brace yourself because you know the dog's going to start barking.
True.
Somebody's there. Why are they here? What is it?
There's never anybody good unexpected at your front door, right? Unless it's your mom showing up with, cookies. And my mom walks right in. And if the internet's down, the doorbell won't actually ring in my house. Like, they'll be up there pressing it, and I'll get Ring notifications, but I won't hear it. The sound makes me cringe. But I'll still, at that point, if you don't hear it aloud, I'll act like I'm asleep.
There's some noises, though, that I think that get under your skin more than anything. The Ring doorbell is certainly one of them. But there's one that makes me lose my mind. And it's because I know that it's going to take my husband away from me, and it makes me angry. So my husband carries two cell phones, right? One is his regular personal phone. The other one is his work phone. But the work phone is programmed that it makes this sound effect anytime he gets an email, a text message, or a call. Oh, it's Aurora. The iPhone Aurora sound effect. And it makes me crazy. We could be in the middle of dinner. We can be in the middle of having a serious conversation. He could be playing with the kids. Whatever it is, he drops whatever he's doing for that sound and goes to his phone. And that one is a tie for me on the most annoying sound effect between the Ring doorbell and that.
And when you start to complain, he just says, you like these lights?
Right.
You like this heat? Yeah.
It's work, babe.
For me, it's the alarm. I just, I tried to pick
the nicest alarm sound I could get, that I was like in the middle of a bamboo forest. And now you know what I know, Anna?
Mm-hmm.
A bamboo forest is hell.
Oh.
I don't ever want to be there. Ever, ever, ever.
Because it means you have to get up in the middle of the night and get ready to go to work. Like, there's no, it doesn't matter if you have birds singing or angels whispering in your ear. You're never going to love it when it means it's time to get up and go to work and you've only been sleeping for 5 hours.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for the sunshine. Take that.
Oh.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
What did you do this week to earn your margarita? I can't wait. I already have plans for a little bit later on to meet my girlfriend Danielle for a margarita. And man, I'm looking forward to it after this week and everything that's been going on. But I have to say, who deserves a margarita this week more than me is my husband, Paul. Because I'm usually the one as a mom that I take all the kids to the doctor's appointments. I take them to get their shots. I just somehow, that's what I do. But because I've had the knee surgery, Paul has had to step up and do it. So last night, Hayden had her appointment to get her booster. And the one thing that my kids do not like is shots.
Right. You've told me that before.
And Paul had to deal with it. And like, listen, I've been doing it for a long time. So like, it's his time. But the look on his face when he walked in the door after having to deal with it. She walked in with two large stuffed animals, a ton of candy and chocolate, a large cheese pizza. And I was like, oh, you pulled out all the stops to make this shot go okay.
She's 12, about to be 13, right? I mean, right?
When they don't like shots, they don't like shots. I'll tell you that. All right. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven.
Bought a house.
Oh, my gosh. That is stressful and exciting and all of that. Congratulations.
Yes. Good for you.
Thank you. It's been hectic. It's been really hard to find one. So,
did you have any last-minute issues?
No. So far, it's been so good. We're closing really fast. Like, we just found out yesterday they accepted our offer. We're closing February 18th. Everything is moving forward so fast.
Well, good luck there. I never celebrate the house thing until the keys are in my hand. I don't want to be the one that rains on the parade. But,
I know. I still have that pit in the bottom of my stomach.
Yeah, congratulations on finding one and getting something under contract. That is a big deal,
it's a
too.
Big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, keeping my fingers crossed for closing day.
It's the furthest we've gotten so far, so.
Right.
Yeah,
good for
great.
You.
Congrats.
Good luck. And Raven, what'd you do this week to earn your margarita?
My kids' daycare closed a week and a half due to COVID, and I'm still expected to pay in full.
Oh my gosh. My girlfriends on our text line, we have like a chain of like five of us. We've been complaining about this like crazy. They keep closing the schools because of COVID, but you still have to pay. It's a lot of money. And now you're like missing work and you're doing all that to watch your kids and you're paying double. It's crazy.
How is that even legal? Like, I mean, I don't want to hurt the small business. I don't, but I mean, we all have to exist, right? So how is that even possible?
I don't understand how, like, we're supposed to do this.
She's considering it my kids' own personal sick time, even though they're not sick.
Right, because you get exposed, so your kid can't go to school. They're not even sick. They're just exposed, so they have to stay home. And you still have to pay. Meanwhile, they're home and they're fine. It's a problem, definitely. You're right. You earned your margarita. You could have three. I'm going to have one, too, for that tonight. Good idea, bad idea, the food edition. There's been a lot of innovation going on. Speaking of innovation, that's just my...
Bye, Mommy.
Yes, bye, Mommy. Have a good day at school.
Hope she doesn't push her friend over again today.
Yeah, she's been having a hard time with Natalie at school. But thanks, Dakota. Sorry, I'm broadcasting from home, and usually my husband keeps her out, but live radio, this is what we're getting right now. All right, good idea, bad idea. It's the food edition. There's been a lot of innovation going on lately, and this is when you decide whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. Today, it's all about new food and drinks, okay?
All right, let me lay them on me, and then I get to decide.
All right, Little Debbie ice cream is coming to Walmart in 7 flavors. Now, some of the flavors that they've created into ice creams of their iconic, like the oatmeal cream pies, the honey buns, the cosmic brownies.
Oh,
what do you think?
God, Nutter Butters too, man. Don't forget about Nutter Butter. I say that's definitely a good idea.
Yeah, I feel like this always seems like trendy and people get into it at the beginning and they buy it to try it. But then you always go back to your old favorites and then after a while, it's not really a thing anymore.
And then you just imagine that Little Debbie ice cream division shutting down and people crying as they walk to their cars with all their belongings in a Staples box.
Kind of.
Yeah.
All right. Good idea or bad idea? Pizza Hut is selling its spiciest pizza ever. The pie features spicy marinara sauce, two types of pepperoni, classic and crispy cupped, red jalapeno peppers, and a sprinkle topping custom made with herbs and crushed chili peppers.
Sounds like a liability insurance issue. I don't eat hot foods, but I know that the people that do, they really love them, so I'm thinking they'll make some money.
I keep thinking, like, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen, right? Like, somebody takes it too far, and they eat this, and they get sick, and there's some problem with their stomach, and now Pizza Hut is liable because they're trying to make it too spicy.
They didn't wash their hands, you know, thoroughly enough after handling a ghost pepper, and then all of a sudden, like, touched, like, their eyeball or something like that. You're right. Anything could happen. The other thing is you have no way of knowing how popular this is going to be in your neighborhood, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say Pizza Hut stocks this item thinking, we're going to sell 1,000 of these things. They sell two, and then 3 months later, you order one. Now you've got a three-month-old, super, super hot, spiced pizza there. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But to each their own. Good luck to you. Good luck to you.
Yeah. And the third one, is it a good idea or a bad idea? Bud Light has a new beer coming out called Bud Light Next, and it has zero carbs. Now, this is where things get crazy, because, you know, everybody's trying to make, like, basically where it's an alcoholic drink, but it has zero calories so that everybody will drink it.
How is that possible?
They've been working on it for the last 10 years, and they said there is no way that they're going to leak any information on how they did it, because it was so incredibly challenging to be able to do it.
So we have to blindly trust that it's actually not killing us, right?
Right. Yep. It has 4% alcohol, 80 calories for a 12-ounce can, zero carbs. It's described as super crisp with a light hint of citrus. And
I mean, I think they're going to sell a bunch because it sounds like a magic elixir. Mm-hmm. I'm just worried that, you know, we're going to find out 10 years down the road, like what did they used to put in Diet Coke that everybody was like, oh, my God, we ingested that before? I mean, right now I'm going to say it's a good idea, but it's not without its dangers for the future.
Yeah, and they're launching it on February 7th, right ahead of the Super Bowl, which is really smart because, of course, what's the first thing I'm going to do? I'm going to go buy it because I want to see what it tastes like, and I'm going to try it out at the Super Bowl while watching the game.
That commercial better be amazing.
Yeah, it'll be a good idea, I bet.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us and let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you decide who's right. Chris and Lauren. Lauren, what's going on?
Hey, guys. We visited Copenhagen a couple months ago. Honestly, it was awesome. We had a great time. And I just fell in love, like totally fell in love with how bright all these houses were painted. You know, like the reds, the yellows, the pinks. I'm like honestly obsessed. It was so bright and fun. And so we decided that we want to paint our house pink. And now all of a sudden he has a problem with what we did. And now all of a sudden you have a problem with it.
I mean, if you tell somebody, sure, yeah, at 11 o'clock at night when it comes up in conversation, it's not quite the same thing as agreeing to it. I mean, painting the house pink seems like a major step. I'm going to guess that you are against this, Chris.
Wait a minute. I just want to know, was it the two of you sitting by the canal in Copenhagen holding hands, drinking a glass of wine, and like she looked up to you, Chris, right. And she was like, you know what? We should paint our house pink. And you're like, yeah, babe, that sounds great.
Absolutely, babe, whatever you want.
Right. And then you got home, and she called the house painters, and you're like, what?
Yeah, we aren't going to paint our house pink. I agreed that the houses there looked cool, but that's the way that the style is and the culture is there. But this is America, and you paint your house pink, all of a sudden the neighborhood turns on you, and you can't have your neighborhood turn it on you. We can go white, we can go blue.
Our neighborhood will not turn on us.
We're not going to have a house in the middle of this neighborhood.
Can I talk,
stick out like a sore thumb.
This is a light pink, and we did agree.
A light.
It's not like this is just coming out of nowhere.
I do sense some of that being real, as, you know, if my neighbor painted their house pink, I don't think I'd be a fan of that, you know?
Oh, no, me neither. I'm looking at the people across the street. They painted their house, I mean, beautifully white. I was like, oh, I need to repaint my house. But I'm thinking about it. I'm like, if it was pink.
Yeah.
And I got to stare out my window, look at your pink house every day. I'd be like, what, are you crazy?
Yeah, I mean, I know it sounds nuts, but some people would say, does that, you know, mess with property values? Does that, I mean, anything could be considered for that.
There's a purple house
you guys,
a couple streets
you're
down.
You're totally crushing my dream right now.
Yeah, let's see. But you know what? If it's what makes you happy and you're not worried about the resale value of your home because you're going to live there, then right. Who cares, right?
Right. I mean, it's only money in your investment and value, right? I mean,
It's not a permanent thing. The thing is, if they change their mind in 5 years, they can certainly change the color of their house. But let's see what the audience has to say. Paint your house pink, go for it, or absolutely not.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
So romantic in Copenhagen. Chris and Lauren were recently in Copenhagen a few months ago, and they loved how brightly colored all the homes were. And Lauren said, our house needs to get painted. Why don't we paint it a light pink color? I just love it. It's so pretty. And while they were there, Chris agreed. He's like, yeah, sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, you'll say anything when you're on vacation. Listen, in Boston, there's a neighborhood called Beacon Hill, right? And all the different townhouses have a different color to them, too. Looks real nice in a certain shade of light. And when you see it for the first time, it looks fantastic. Wow, Cheers is right around the corner. I moved into a condo complex in the 80s that had the same type of design. Yeah, it was cool the first year. And then after, you're like, why didn't they just make it all one color?
Right.
Why is it going to be like this?
Chris is not on board. He's like, you know what? Like, when we were there, it was fun to, like, talk about it. But we, like, what are the neighbors going to say? Like, it's not cool. We're going to paint our house pink? What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I'm on the Hartman side. I would say paint the house a neutral color and then paint the front door a pink. Yeah. I did that at my house. I had a gray house, and I painted my front door pink, and my neighbors thought I had guts for doing it, but they appreciated it. It wasn't so outstanding.
They're like, that's a gutsy lady over there.
That lady at number 46, yeah, she knows what's up.
My front door.
She's not afraid of anything.
It sounds nice,
yeah, I wasn't obnoxious.
It does sound nice, though, the gray with the pink.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
She was a hero.
Yeah. Now, I've never been to Copenhagen, but I did just Google a lot of pictures of it, and mm-hmm. It does look very lovely.
I'm sure. Does it have canals? I think it's one of those places that has some canals between the houses, right?
Mm-hmm. So, Chris and Lauren, they were there on vacation a few months ago, and they loved how all the houses were painted different colors, like brightly colors. You know, and Lauren said, like, I love this, like, the pale pink. We should paint our house a pale pink. And Chris, on vacation, was all for it. And he's like, yeah, that sounds great. So pretty. You're right. But now they're home. She really wants to do it, and not so much.
Yeah, having the conversation with your wife when, you know, you're looking down and you're in a romantic setting and you just left a brewery and, you know, you're on vacation time. It's a lot different than when you get home and you're like, I'm going to have to explain this to the person across the street. I'm going to have to explain this to when my brother comes over or anybody else drives by. My mom's going to be like, what did you do? Right.
But Lauren says, who cares? It's our house. If we want it that way, then we could paint it whatever we want. It's our property. It's our value, not theirs. What do you think? Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. And on Raven.
Hey, I'm on the wife's side. I say do it. When I was growing up, on my way to school, every day, there was, like, this bright orange house, and we called it the pumpkin house every time. It just brought a little bit of joy to our, like, day every morning. So I say do it.
There was a red house that we used to drive by when I lived in Jersey. We used to call it the devil house.
Oh, good. Yeah. I mean, yeah, the nicknames that kids are coming up with on the school bus is definitely a reason for me to make an investment on what color I paint my house.
Uh-huh. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on house side. I was a painter for 50 years, and I painted a lot of mansions out east. And we did quite a few of them, a light pink. They looked great, and everyone loved it.
Thanks.
It is pretty. If you look at pictures of Copenhagen, which I did, you know, it's pretty.
Well, right. It's a very different landscape, too, though. Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on the husband's side. It must have been very pretty in Copenhagen, but that's because all of the other houses were also beautiful pastel colors.
Right.
If you have a pastel color and you're the only one on the block, it's not going to look pretty. It's going to look gaudy.
Mm. Maybe they should paint their neighbor's houses while they're asleep. That way they can recreate the entire neighborhood, right?
Come to my house. Right. My house could use a painting.
I mean,
mine too.
Basically, James Cameron recreated Titanic in a large swimming pool. I mean, maybe they could do that too. I mean, let's do all the things that we like over.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Chris, our audience agreed with you. Lauren, it just seems like too much of a reach. It's very untraditional. If he's not on board at this point, now that he's thought it through, it's not really fair to hold him to something he said once, you know?
Okay, fine. Fine.
But I'm still really sad about it.
I mean, just and maybe paint like the front hallway pink or something like that, right? I mean, you incorporate some of those colors into the interior. I hate painting, so anything that I can do to get out of any sort of painting, maybe hire somebody to paint something pink. I don't know. Paint the shed pink. You know what? As a neighbor, I'd hate that too. Forget I said anything. Good luck, guys. I hope you survive the painting.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven Cash jackpot is $1,600 thanks to Discover Card. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all your cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover is exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply. Hey, Chris,
hey,
you ready to play?
I am. Let's go. Let's get it on.
All right, let's ask Raven to leave the room, please.
All right, yeah. Raven, please, do us all a favor. Step out of the room so we can get this going.
Yeah, good luck, man.
All right, Chris, Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. It's a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. He'll come back in, answer the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
I guess so.
Oh, boy. Okay, number one. At Fashion Week in Paris, one designer featured women of all ages and all sizes breaking convention. This designer's logo features the letter V. Who is that?
V. Valentino.
Number two. Secrets of Playboy debut this week, and the Janet Jackson documentary is coming today. They are both on what network?
A&E.
Number three. The Wayne World's Mirthmobile sold at auction for $71,500. Mike Myers originally created the character of Wayne while part of what improv comedy group that also boasts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler as alums?
It was SNL.
Number four. Since splitting from Lisa Bonet, Jason Momoa has been living in a camper van in a friend's yard. Jason Momoa got his start on what TV show remake in 1999 where he played a lifeguard?
Oh, was that, Baywatch.
And number five, Minnie Mouse was trending after she traded in her signature polka dot dress for a pantsuit for Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary, and people were torn about the new look. What British designer created the pantsuit?
Oh,
Time's up, Chris. All right, let's
I don't
get
know.
Raven back in. That's okay.
Ew.
He got 3 out of 5, Raven.
Well, that's pretty impressive. $1,600. Let's see how I do.
All right, number one. At Fashion Week in Paris, one designer featured women of all ages and sizes breaking convention. This designer's logo features the letter V. What designer is that?
I have no idea. Sadal Bassoon?
No, it's Valentino.
Oh, good. Right. Next guess.
Number two, Secrets of Playboy debut this week, and the Janet Jackson documentary is coming today. They are both on what network?
It's on A&E.
That is correct. Number three, the Wayne's World Mirthmobile sold at auction for $71,500.
Awesome.
Mike Myers originally created the character of Wayne while part of what improv comedy group that also boasts Tina Fey and Amy Poehler as alums?
It's Saturday Night Live, of course.
No, it's not. It's the Second City.
What?
Oh! Mm-hmm. Number four, since splitting from Lisa Bonet, Jason Momoa has been living in a camper van in his friend's yard. Jason Momoa got his start on what TV show remake in 1999 where he played a lifeguard?
Well, if it's lifeguards, I'm just going to say Baywatch.
Baywatch Hawaii, that's correct.
Yes!
All right, you need this last one to tie Chris, otherwise he's going to beat you. Okay?
Go!
Number five. Minnie Mouse was trending after she traded her signature polka dot dress for a pantsuit for Disneyland Paris's 30th anniversary, and people were torn on the new look. What British designer created the pantsuit?
Stella McCartney.
How did you know that?
Because I saw the news article. So that's the only reason that I know.
Yeah.
I literally saw it about 2 hours ago.
Chris, that's going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Great job, though.
Oh, man. I thought I had it there. This is Chris, and unfortunately, I can't beat Raven, but I'll be back.
Better luck next time, buddy. Enjoy that shirt. $1,700 on Monday, Anna.
Yeah, it's a lot of cash.